Track two is what? It's Only Love Can Save Me Now, which that song took a long time to write.
Yeah, it did. We're kind of going backwards. That was the last song we did for the record.
It was the last song we did for the record.
Which we recorded in Seattle, which was very cool.
We recorded the guitars and drums in Seattle.
Yeah, at London Bridge Studios.
But we really did up a demo of it to send it to Matt and Kim. Kind of a no holds barred demo. I guess it was just guitar and vocal.
So yeah, but it wasn't it was no the whole song barred. Though.
That was what ended up on the record too for a lot of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted them to say yes.
So you get it right and you send it to them.
Yeah. Probably redid some vocals and a lot of phone calls to John just going, turn up the snare. Snare's as loud as it can be. Yeah. Turn up the snare. Snare's as loud as it can be. And then you have like a 6-minute song.
Epic.
Yeah, with lots of there's a lot of complexities in that song. There's a lot of time signature changes. A lot was opened up for music, so it had to be
lengthy.
Yeah, so it was lengthy. Yeah, it's a very long song.
Yeah,
we're the most punctual rock band. You really so Only Love Can Save Me Now.
But you gotta thank Matt and Kim it wouldn't be the song that it is now without them on it. So it's thanks guys. It was a really cool experience.
Let's talk about Matt Cameron and Kim Thayil on the record. Obviously, that was a huge moment for this band and for all of us. Everyone in this room, John, Jamie, Taylor, me.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Are they not some of your favorite musicians easily?
100%. For years and years, yeah.
I think it's hard not to act giddy for myself around at least Matt. Sorry, Matt.
And so that was a really just awesome experience. I mean, we went to London Bridge, actually it was very important that we did it in Seattle just to kind of have that energy and have them be comfortable. So, for those of you who don't know what London Bridge Studios is, it's the studio that they recorded Louder Than Love in, or Soundgarden did. So it was very cool to kind of be back there with them creating something new. Like, it was just overall the whole experience was just awesome. I think it was cool. It was one of those moments too when we all kind of played it, because you go into the studio and you try things and you don't know how it's gonna work out. And I think kind of as soon as they put their voices on "Only Love Can Save Me Now," the song just really kind of came to life in a way that we expected, given it's them. But
someone tell Taylor that this isn't an interview.
But you don't know. You don't know what it's going to be until you actually try it.
Kind of like the double time thing in the bridge. I don't think any of us knew that was coming.
Nope.
It was literally when Matt walked in, shook my hand. He's like, "Do you want to do one right now?" And he didn't even sit down. Like, you just walked straight in and hit it. And when that double time thing came around,
everybody was like,
"Whoa!"
I think the idea is kind of like when Eric Clapton came in for "While My Guitar Gently Weeps." That's how I always see, aside from like an actual duet between two singers,
a guest on a record.
Nothing gets better than Clapton on "While My Guitar Gently Weeps."
Yeah,
which
didn't even say featuring Eric Clapton.
How much did that lift the song? This lifted the song.
Yeah, so that's "Only Love Can Save Me Now."
That's "Only Love Can Save Me Now."